Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, in just over 2 weeks, every homeowner in the country will have to submit an up-to-date property valuation to the Revenue Commissioners, and that submission will then determine the local property tax rate that you pay for the period from 2026 to 2030. Now, many households, we know, are already under huge financial pressure. Is now the right time to make the change? And is it the best way for the government to fund local authority spending? Well, to discuss this, I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Owen O'Malley, who's Associate Professor in Political Science at DCU. And Dr. Barra Rowntree is on the line, Assistant Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin. And it's good to have you both with us. Barra, I'm going to start with you. I mean, is it fair to say that you think that property tax hasn't increased by enough in the years since it was introduced back in 2013?
That's right. I mean, the property tax was introduced back in 2013 and after it was introduced was raising about 500 million euro a year, despite the fact that house prices have more than doubled since then and we've got 100,000 extra houses and apartments. We're only going to be raising something about 600 million next year. So there really hasn't been, you know, if anything, if we look at the real burden of the property tax, it's actually fallen over time. So as a share of the tax revenues that we get, it's fallen from about 0.8% of total tax revenues to 0.4%. So it's halved as a share of our tax revenues. And that's, again, while we've seen massive increases in property values. And this is a tax which is meant to be based on your property value, but successive reforms the government have made over the past decade have weakened that link. They've essentially widened the bands and they've actually cut the rate that the property tax is charged at. So the reason property tax bills are going up is because people's houses are worth more, but their property tax is going up by a lot less. In fact, for many people, it's not going up at all. There's even a few people who will see their property bill fall.
So you think that because property prices have increased, there's a lot more scope to have a higher property tax rate?
Well, that's exactly what the property tax is meant to do. If we're going to have a property tax, it should be based on valuations of properties and should be based on up-to-date valuations of properties. So this revaluation exercise that's happening now is happening after a couple of years. 2021 was the last valuation. That valuation before, that was actually the first valuation since 2013, right? So we should be revaluing properties regularly every 2 or 3 years, and people should be paying a tax that's related to what their property is worth. And I think that would be a good thing to do, and I think, you know, have more of our revenues come from such a tax, because the consequence of not doing so, the consequence is that we have more taxes coming from taxes on income, taxes on consumption, and those taxes are more economically damaging. They mean that people work a little bit less, they might not take up an hour of overtime, they might not invest in a company, or they might not save as they would otherwise. And whereas the property tax is much less economically damaging, because there's essentially very little you can do to reduce your liability.
Okay, well, Owen, let's come to you on that. It's not economically damaging to increase property tax if the value of your property has gone up. What do you say?
That's true. One of the problems, though, is that it does stop you wanting to invest in your property. And so, if we can think about taxes as raising money, but also influencing how people behave, Barra's right in that it probably doesn't change your behaviour that much, but it can prevent you, or it discourages you from investing in your property, because it's on the valuation of your property rather than maybe the value of the land. And so it probably, as a tax, could be improved if it were changed into something like
that. But do you really think people are saying, well, I'm not going to do the extension, or I'm not going to improve this because I might have to pay more in property tax?
Probably not, because it's so low. As Barra pointed out, it's a very low tax, so it's probably not going to discourage that. But it raises a small amount of income. But it doesn't really do much on people's behaviour. And one of the things that we do have a problem with is derelict properties. We also have a problem with underdeveloped properties. And so there's a lot of land around the country which could be in cities and towns which could be developed. The local property tax doesn't hit that. And arguably the derelict property levy and what will be a tax won't really hit it either. And you could, with a site value tax, actually encourage people to invest in the property. And so that might have, that's encouraging people to do something that's for a social good.
So you're saying that property tax is ineffective in a way?
It's not ineffective. It probably doesn't change much behaviour. It doesn't raise much money. But so then you might ask, you know, why do we have it? It's there to try and spread the load, but we do know that it's probably going to be the same people will be paying this as are paying the vast bulk of income taxes as well. And so it's just kind of adding another burden under different guise.
What do you say to Pat in Dundrum, who's been on to us to say property tax is an unfair and disproportionate tax on people who live in Dublin, Owen?
It probably is, because property prices in Dublin are much, much higher. And so the people in Dublin are going to have to pay higher taxes. But you could also argue to somebody in Dublin that you get better services. You get better, you know, if you live in Donegal, the state provides far fewer services than you do if you live in Dublin city centre. And so there's a lot more bang for your buck in Dublin than there is in Donegal.
OK, what about that prospect then, Barra, of beefing up the derelict site tax instead of this focus on property tax?
So to be honest, I think you're going to need to do both. And, you know, what Owen describes in terms of we're not taxing derelict properties enough, we're not taxing land that's just lying idle enough, I think that's entirely right. And in my view, I think the right way to go, and this was kind of the recommendation around the Commission on Taxation and Welfare, which looked at this a couple of years ago, it was that we should essentially have something like a land value tax, which is based on the unimproved value of the land on everything that the LPT doesn't apply to. And you could have reduced rates for farming, but so you're not hitting that. But what that would do would be to encourage the whole issues around dereliction, encourage that, so that you're not essentially penalising properties that are developed more than ones that are derelict. But we're going to need both, and the reason for that is because, again, we're really reliant on corporation tax revenues, and so they're going to, you know, we're actually spending an increasing share of what the government itself says are windfall corporation tax receipts that come from a handful of US multinationals. So that's going to come to an end at some point, probably not next year, probably not the year after, but we're going to have to move away from that, and that means getting more tax revenue from elsewhere. I would rather that revenue comes from things like the local property tax, things like a site value tax, than taxes on income, taxes on expenditure. And I think it would be a much fairer way to do it, given just how tax-favoured housing currently is. I mean the tax privileges that we give to housing are actually extraordinary. So just think about if you bought a house at the bottom of the market in 2012. In Dublin, the average property that was selling then was about 290,000. If you look at what's happened to property prices since then, it's probably worth about 750 grand now if you were to sell it. So if you did sell it, you'd be making a gain of over 400,000.
Yeah.
And that gain is not taxed
okay.
at all.
Okay, and I see your point. But if you're not going to sell your house, and this is why people feel it's unfair, the value has gone up, but your income hasn't gone up. Your ability to pay hasn't gone up. You've no intention of realising the profit that you have made on paper. And so that's why people feel, Barra, that this really is unfair on them.
So for those cases where you're worried about ability to pay, I think that can be a situation for particularly if you've got a low income, say elderly couple living in a large house and they're not going to downsize, and we shouldn't be using the tax system to necessarily try to encourage them to do so. But that's why we have a deferral mechanism in place. So what you can do is you can say, okay, I'm not going to pay. If you're on low incomes or if you're experiencing poor health or kind of quite general hardship grounds, you can say, I'd like to defer the LPT and it can be paid when I'm gone and the property is being sold. And so we have an ability to deal with that. But on the more general thing about, well, you know, people are better off if their property has gone up, right? They can borrow against that, and many people do. Their mortgage rate has probably fallen down if they've got a lower loan to value ratio. So they are better off because their property is increasing in value. And again, the alternative is this: is like, if we can just take as fixed the level of taxation that there is overall, the not taxing property more means that we're taxing income more, and so. Really, what is a better way to raise the revenue that we have to get? I think it's through more taxes on property, and particularly on existing property. Mm-hmm. And that really will be a better way for it to go.
You see, I see from the messages coming in on that people don't feel better off because their property is worth more. Because if they're sitting in that property have no intention of selling it, doesn't make a whit of difference to them.
And they're right, because it doesn't make a whit of difference to them. And so if the value of your home is going up and up and up, it doesn't really matter. It'll possibly matter to your children when you die. But it's not really going to make you better off now. A lot of the emphasis that we're talking about, though, is about, you know, how do we raise money and how do we raise taxes and what's the fairest way of raising taxes? There doesn't seem to be any talk about how we spend the money. And that the government is continually increasing its spending every year. It's increasing more than it's kind of said it would. And there doesn't seem to be any focus. None of the political parties seem to be talking about how do we control spending and get it get it back to under control.
Well, this money is ring-fenced, isn't it, for local authorities? That's how this money is spent.
Yeah, and so most of us like how local authorities spend it. They spend it on things like building playgrounds, looking after parks, refuse things and stuff like that, cleaning streets. And so that's important. But there is still a lot of money to be saved in the public sector. And there doesn't seem to be an emphasis on that. There's just an emphasis on how do we raise more money? Nobody's thinking about how could we spend it better.
Do you think this is a tax that works because it's levied on a group of people who are very likely to pay it?
Well, we end up taxing people who pay it. I mean, if you think about something like a wealth tax, wealth taxes are continually called for by parties on the left usually. And many countries have introduced wealth taxes and then some have withdrawn them because they don't tend to raise a huge amount of money because wealthy people are better than the rest of us at avoiding taxes and wealthy people are more mobile than we are. And something like property, you know, you can't up it and move it. And so because it has to be paid, and even if you don't pay it, there is a scheme to make sure that it's paid out of the estate.
Yeah. And is there any way, do you think, to address that or correct that? To broaden it beyond the homeowner?
It's going to be very difficult to, what else are you, people don't want to pay more VAT, income tax seems high enough. And so local property tax does make some sense in that it's going to a system which is going to your local authority. It's spending money in your local areas and that does seem fair. And so there's very few other places that you can kind of identify to tax.
Well, what Barry seems to be saying is that you are well off. You know, you are comfortable if you own a property in this country. Do you agree with that premise, firstly?
Well, I mean, when you think about the number of people who are homeless, yeah, and anybody who owns their own home is privileged. But when you look at the high rates of rent, those of us who own our own homes are more privileged than people who are paying rent and under a bit more control of our homes as well, because rents go up in ways that our mortgage rates haven't been going up.
Barry, a message here from a pensioner who's fuming. Living alone, I've struggled all my life to pay my mortgage. Now I have to find the money for this tax along with everything else. Being penalised for being responsible and hardworking enough to buy our own homes. What would you say to that person? And they're not alone, let me tell you, in terms of the people who are getting in touch today.
I do not doubt it. This is an absolutely incredibly motive issue. But the point is that what we're actually doing by not having a higher local property tax is charging more income tax. So people are paying more on their tax than their income, which is also hard work, right? If anything, it's much harder work than having bought a house at the right time in the 90s and seen its value go up significantly. And so that is the consequence of the choice that we are making, to tax property less. We're taxing incomes more. We're taxing expenditure more. And I think that is very, you know, I think that is hard to justify, given the rates, as Owen has said, of tax that we levy on expenditure and on incomes.
Sorry to interrupt you, Barry, but are other taxes less emotive?
They might be less emotive, but they're much more economically damaging. And I think this is the core bit here, right? That if you have higher taxes on income, you're going to have a situation where people turn down overtime. They don't, you know, try to get a promotion. It changes the way that what people spend money on. And again, property, there's been these huge increases in valuation that people do benefit from. So again, it does feed in. And yes, there's going to be hard cases. We can deal with that with deferrals. So the type of situation you mentioned there, they can defer the tax if they have a low income until the property is eventually sold. And again, it is a better way to
raise rent. But if you defer, you incur interest, don't you?
As you should, because you're getting essentially a loan on that. So it's not a very high rate of interest. And, you know, it is, again, it's collected when you're gone and the property is sold. But again, what we're doing to actually fund a lot of the activities that our local authorities do is that we're charging very heavy taxes on the construction of new houses. So we have development levies that are tens of thousands per new apartment. We have connection charges for ESB. We have connection charges for water, for wastewater. So what we're actually doing is we're saying to people who want to live in houses that aren't built yet, well, you have to pay for all the improvements in our area, and we shouldn't have to pay on our properties, which have increased in value massively. And again, I think that is a fairer way to raise the revenues we need.
Do you agree with that, Owen? That is what we're saying to people who are buying new properties. Look, you have to look after that because we're nice and comfortable and warm in our house.
Yeah, no, I think Barry's dead right. You know, we want the tax system to encourage good behaviour. And one of the things we desperately need is more housing to be built. And we're putting huge taxes on new housing. and which is obviously going to discourage housing from being built, make some housing unaffordable or economically unviable, and so it and will ultimately raise the price of housing. And so it does seem fairer to spread that load and not just impose it on new homes.
So you're happy to pay more in local property tax, Owen? Am I right in saying that?
I wouldn't have a problem with the slight increase that's going to happen in local property tax. My major issue is spending it, and that nobody seems to care about how it's spent and how money is spent generally.
But you also want to see more penalties for those who have derelict sites.
Those things are essential. I mean, and the government has introduced a derelict site tax, but it could be another 3 years before that gets up and running.
All right, but plenty of interest in this topic, let me tell you. Philip wants to know, why not have the LPT based on the last sale price of the property? Another reminding us that if you defer, there is interest charged and you end up owing more. Another one, my property tax has gone up over €250 and I'm a pensioner. Why all the talk about a small increase? 51551 for your messages. But Barra Rowntree and Dr. Owen O'Malley, thank you very much, both of you, for being with us. We'll be back after this quick break.